This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Bruchim Abam, welcome to our weekly Shir on Tefillah. This Shir is sponsored by our good friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose, Le'iloi Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his neshama shehaven aliyah, B'yomel Tzioshev for his whole family, Abiyas Goel Tzedek. This will be our final Shir on Ashrei, and let me remind you of a very important principle that we learned in the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, namely, according to Reb Schwab, Psukei Dezimra has five basic parts, and they are Negadelcha, Unishabechacha, Unifa'ercha, Venasker Shimcha, Venamlichacha. These are the five parts of Psukei Dezimra. Negadelcha we discussed many times, and that is Negadelcha is a language of braiding, and we explained how Hoidu, we take various psukim from throughout Tanakh and we braid them together, whether it's the subject of Rachamim, Nekama, Hishtachava, Hoshia, and Bitachain. That's the first part of Psukei Dezimra. The second part of Psukei Dezimra is Neshabechacha, and Neshabechacha it occupies Ashrei alone. Ashrei is the part of Psukei Dezimra that is known as Nishabechacha. And Reb Schwab writes, we already learned in the Hakdama that this Mizmar is Bechlal Nishabechacha, and the purpose of it is to be Mashbiach, to praise what seems to be a Mekach Ra, and a matzav garua. In other words, neshabechacha is to praise and to be mishabeach, to recognize the good quality of what appears to be difficult, and to be makir in everything that happens, that it's really kuloi latoiva. That's the second part of Psukei Dezimra, neshabechacha. And we learned that Ashrei consists of two parts. One, the first part is until the pasuk of Paseches Yadecha. And the introduction to that is Arei Mimcha Lekaya Melech La'avarcha Shimcha Li'oilam Va'ed. And this is the Shir about the future, about Bias HaMashiach, where it will be Oilam Shekulei Toiv. Like the Gemara tells us in Psachim and Daf Nun, not like Oilam Hazeh, Oilam Haba, Oilam Hazeh, on good tidings you say Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv, and on Besurois Ra'is you say Dayan HaEmes. But la'olam haba, it's all ha'tov ha'meitiv, that the ruach ha'tamo will be banished and the koyach hara will not be heard anymore. So that's the first part of Ashrei that goes until the pasuk of Paseches Yadecha. The second part of Ashrei begins with Paseches Yadecha until the end of the Mizbar, and it encompasses our reality, the metzius of now that we live with. And the metzius of now is, it's a metzius of toi vera, good and bad, sadness and happiness, laughter and crying. That through our emunah, we have the ability to thank Hashem under all circumstances. So again, Ashrei is fulfilling the part of Psukei Dezimra known as Unisha Bechacha. And that being the case, the purpose of Ashrei is to praise Hashem under all circumstances. Now, the first part of Ashrei until Paseches Yadecha was introduced with Arei Mimcha Elokai HaMelech. Arei Mimcha is a language of elevating. It refers to a zman that is meroimim from all metzius of now, a zman that is kulei toiv, which is the pinnacle of what the Jew hopes for, and is mekaveh for all the prophecies of the Nevi'im. So the first part of Ashrei is the song of La'asad Lavai. Now begins with Paseches Yadecha, the second part of Ashrei, which is introduced with the second pasuk of Ashrei, B'chol Yoyim Avarchecha. B'chol Yoyim refers to thanking Hashem for each and every day. Now that's strange. You would think Paseches Yadecha is talking about some kind of utopian existence where God just opens up His hand and He satisfies everyone. One would not expect Paseches Yadecha would be the beginning of our reality. But no, it's just the opposite. Because in this world, Bahai Alma, we say Hashem is Paseches Yadecha, Umazbi Al Chol Chai. That indicates that there are some times that kiviyachal, Hashem's hand is closed in hunger, in thirst, in eirim, in not having adequate clothing, or v'chayser. Meaning, if our existence is an existence where we need God to open His hand, but the default is His hand is closed, and we don't have what we need. Like Chazal say in Masechta Be'ah, all of a person's livelihood is established from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. That at that time, it's nikva, the kitzvah of Parnassah for the following year. And even if a person works harder or works more, he will not add anything to his Parnassah, except for Haitzah Shabbos, Yom Tif, and Talmud Torah. So we see that a person's Parnassah is very finite, very confined. Hashem says, okay, this year you're going to make X amount of dollars and there's nothing you could do to add to it. So even though it may be in a more utopian existence, it would be, Eine choyel eilecha yisaber yatanoyselam es ochlam bi'itai, that God always gives parnasa, but not so in our existence. Not so in our existence. Hang on 1 second. So again, Ashrei consists of two parts. And the first part is about the utopian existence in the times of Mashiach. And from Pesach Es Yodecha, that refers to the B'chol Yom Avarchecha V'Halo Hashem Chal Yodem Vahad. And then Reb Schwab says a really remarkable insight. This is like a game changer. How do you translate the Pasuk, Pesach Es Yodecha U'mazbiya L'chol Chai Ratzayin? God, you open up your hand and you satisfy every living person, ratzoin. Literally, Hashem satisfies everyone with what they want. Is that what it means, that Hashem gives everybody what they want? Because you could ask, does everybody really have what they want? Don't Chazal say, Ayin adameis v'chatzi tavasa biyadai? Nobody dies having even half of what they would like. So how could the Pasuk say, Hashem is masbiya l'chol chai ratzoin? So Reb Chaim Knievsky says that God, in fact, does give us everything we want. And whatever we don't have that we want is an oynish. And it's mechaper. And don't think, I'm missing out and it's not fair. No, there's a cheshbon. In other words, every individual, be'etzem, is given whatever they want. And whatever the person doesn't have that they want, that is mechaper on one's avoinos. However, Reb Schwab says really a remarkable pshat. He says, he remembers at his Shever Brachos. He says, Zachar Ezker Shebe Eis HaShever Brachos Shali, Naam HaRab Mordechai Marcus Hirsch. One of the speakers were Marcus Hirsch, who was related to Reb Schwab's wife. And in his conversation, in his speech, he retold that when he was young, he was walking with his grandfather, Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch, and Reb Hirsch said a explanation for the pasuk, Mazbiya l'chol chai ratzayin. And this is different than what Reb Hirsch says in his commentary to Tehillim. There, he explains, you, Hashem, is Mazbiya ratzayin kol chai. God satiates us with what we want, not only food, but God gives us many things that we want. Food, drink, respect, different desires of man. God gives us all kinds of things that we like. But at that occasion, he told his grandson an amazing pshat. Ratzon also means favor. Like we say, Yihi ratzon mofanecha. God, please find favor with. Ratzon means nedivos v'tov lev. Generosity and a good heart. Or we say, Yehi Ritzoy Echav, you have the favor of your brothers. You're Ohov, Mekubal to your brothers. You find favor in their eyes. In German, it's Wohlgefallen, goodwill. You know what goodwill is? Goodwill? Goodwill. Now, this is an amazing thing, and I think almost everybody will agree to this. What is the most important quality in making a living? Making parnasa. What is the most important factor in making parnasa? Is it good work ethic, creativity, focus? Rav Schwab says the secret of making a living is finding favor in people's eyes. If people like you, they'll give you the job, they'll give you the business, they'll give you the deal, they'll give you the work, they'll figure out a way how to get you income. In most cases, parnasa, it doesn't come, who gets the job? The one who's more talented at it? The one who's a better? Most people, do they go to the doctor as a better doctor or the doctor who they like more? Most people, when they call someone, they go customer service. They go to the person they like. That's usually how it goes. So metzius chein is a very important factor in making parnasa. Even an ani who has to knock on the door to be makabel nadavais. You know, some aniyim, they get pennies, they get nickels. Other aniyim get more generous donations. And usually because there's something about them, they have a certain chayin that people like, and they reward them for that. Even the ani that's machzer ala psachim, to gather donations, if he finds favor in the eyes of the balabayas, he'll get a good contribution. Otherwise, he'll get a few pennies. Even a very smart person that's looking for a prestigious position, his success is dependent on whether the boss likes the guy. Even in business, who's the buyer going to buy from? Somebody who he likes. Basically, all of a person's activities, his success is dependent on metzius chein. Many artists and craftsmen, they died in hunger, and nobody wanted to patronize them. And after they died, people sell their art for millions of dollars. There are many famous artists and sculptors who, they were just grouchy, lousy people. Nobody wanted to patronize them, but they were incredible artists. So later on in history, people spent a lot of money on their work. So everything is dependent on ratzon. Whether you're a governor, you're a president, you're a doctor, or even if you do menial labor, like Shlomo HaMelech says, "Loy lechachamim lechem," bread doesn't go to the wise. "V'loy lenevoinim oisher." Now, grace and chein is a gift of God. Chein is a matana. Chein is a matas elokim. You can't explain it. There's no logic for it. No malach. This is unbelievable. We say one of the three keys that God maintains possession of is the key of Parnassa. Why is that? Because Parnassa is dependent on chein. And no angel could give a person chein. It's a gift of God. If so, it's barer that a person's hatzlach and Parnassa cannot be achieved with a person's seichel. It's completely dependent on God's hand. God is masbia l'chol chai. God gives that. You know how Hashem supplies food to people? He gives them ratzon, goodwill, favor, that people should like them, and thereby that is the avenue with which He supports them. Okay. Now after we say Poseches, Yadecha masbia l'chol chai ratzon, we say Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. So we quoted in the past that the midah of being a tzaddik is to feed mankind. And therefore, Noach was called a tzaddik, Yosef was called a tzaddik, and after we say Hashem is masbi al chol chai ratzon, we say God is a tzaddik. And Rav Schwab brings a wondrous pshat he heard from Rabbi Joseph Breuer, that you know why we say tzaddik Hashem b'chol derachav? This pasuk is like tziduk hadin. That even though God opens His hands and He supports man, but what should a person do if a person doesn't have parnasa and a person is not meeting his needs and God is not opening up His hand and helping that person? So that person, immediately after Paseches Yadecha, he says, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. He's matzdik the din. And he's saying that if I don't have parnasa, God is righteous, and for those who are not zoicha to parnasa, they sort of are matzdik the din. Shem ein ha hanhogame akadosh baruch hu imoy If a person is not receiving the bounty of Hashem, and he's Rachmana Litzlan, naked, bare, no parnasa, no support, nevertheless he's matzdik the din, and he calls out, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. This is the will of God, and my emuna is not diminished because of my difficult situation. And God is a chassid b'chol ma'asav. Hashem goes l'fnim mishur sadin. And any time a mamin receives any toiva, even though he's not deserving, he's moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, that's a very beautiful understanding of why after Paseches Yadecha, we say Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. Let's take a look at number 5. Shoymer Hashem es kol oyhavav ve'ez kol harsham yashmid. Says the Reb Schwab, even though it doesn't seem that way. Again, remember, Ashrei is Nishabechacha. We're saying that even in a matzav that it doesn't seem to be good, we're praising it and we're saying it is Toiv. So we say, God guards all those who love Him. And all the Rishayim He destroys. Even though to our eyes it doesn't seem that way, and it seems that sometimes the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer, we believe that in this world, which is not the world that's Kulay Toiv, nevertheless, God saves those who love Him. He saves them from the vicissitudes of time and the various occurrences. And He stands by their right side. And even though sometimes it seems like the Rishayim are prosperous, nevertheless, Ve'ez Kol HaRisham Yashmid, even those who are at the pinnacle of success and they overcome every obstacle, He will destroy them in the future. So in this world, God stands by the righteous, and don't worry, ultimately the wicked will be destroyed. Now, says Reb Schwab, we conclude Ashrei with the Pasuk, V'anachnu nevarech kamei atav yad olam. This is based on the Siddur of Rav Amram Goyin, it's brought in the Torah. The simple meaning is, based on the Beis Yosef, because Chazal promised, anyone who says Ashrei 3 times a day, he's muftach that he's a ben olam haba. So we say, V'anachnu nevarech kamei atav yad olam, that for saying Ashrei, we're a ben olam haba. However, the Torah brings from Rav Amram that we want to connect the Hallelukas. So since the next chapter, Halleluka, begins with the word Halleluka, we end off Ashrei V'anachnu nevarech kamei atav yad olam Halleluka to hook one Halleluka to the next. And as we said, that Psukei D'Zimra corresponds to the various chains coming down from the ceiling of the Azara. Now let's just finish up. Says Reb Schwab, we then say the final 5 prakim of Tehillim. Like Rabbi Yossi says in Masechet Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi says, may my share be with those who complete Hallel every day. And the Mefarshim explain that what does it mean, let my share be among those who complete Hallel every day? Let my share be among those who say the last 5 chapters of Tehillim every day. Now, why does Rabbi Yossi say, Yehechalki mi goymrei ha-Hallel b'chol yom? Let my share be among those who finish Hallel. He should say, let me say Hallel, let me say the end of Hallel every day. In other words, what does he mean, let my share be with those who finish Hallel every day? And Rav Shav explains that the chiyuv is not to say it, the chiyuv is to say it b'kavana. So many people down with the tzibur, but first of all, they can't say all the mizmorim and they skip, or they don't say with kavana. So Rabbi Yossi says, halavai, that I daven together with those who do complete the Hallel without any skipping. And Reb Schwab says the function of these 5 last chapters of Tehillim are as keneged the 5 tekufais that encompass the coming of Mashiach. One is the present time, before the coming of Mashiach, ikvasa de Mashiach. One is when Mashiach comes. The third is the zman of the days of Mashiach. One is tchias hamesim, and the fifth is oylam hanashamais. And Bezal Hashem, we will begin that next week. Thank you everybody for joining us this week. and bracha v'hatzlacha. I just want to remind everyone that our Young Israel Shir convenes every Wednesday and every Friday at 10:35. Hopefully we'll start sending out more regular reminders to everybody. Until then, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.